I'll tell you where you need to get to if you're a Carlton supporter, and that is to the John Nicholls Medal on Wednesday, the 17th of September. It's obviously a blue ribbon night, and Carlton, I think, are going to end the season on a fair old high. So go to carltonfc.com.au and make sure that you are there. I don't have the venue, but I'm sure that John Barker, Carlton assistant coach, either knows or at least can point us in the right direction. John, I'm thinking probably Crown for the good people of Carlton. You are a posh lot.
Yeah, it'll be at the Palladium, gents. And,
beautiful.
As you said, it'll be an absolute belter of a night.
And I think a night held in good spirits with a fair bit of optimism for the upcoming season. If we didn't need confirmation beforehand, I think Chris Judd on Monday night, not just saying that he's going on, but certainly excited about the notion of the side breaking through to something pretty good on the back of this year, is confirmation, I think, what we all think. You're tracking pretty well.
Yeah, look, we think we're starting to play the footy that we know we can, and the fact that Juddy's really endorsed us by the want to play on into another season is, that's obviously great for us, but it basically confirms that we're on the right track. He's the type of guy that obviously doesn't want to waste his time running around in a team that he doesn't think's going anywhere. And obviously, we've still got three games to go, but I think our form over the last probably month and a half is the type of form that we want to display going forward. And we've got some really good young players that are just starting to step up and grow into some very good roles for us.
John, a wonderful win on the weekend against the Gold Coast. The Chris Judd news comes, and maybe some more good news coming this weekend with Matthew Cruiser looking likely to return for the Northern Blues. He got through training today from all reports at full intensity. If he was to get through the match on the weekend, how are the match committee perhaps looking to manage his workload over the remaining games of the season? And I guess, are we a chance to see him at AFL level again in 2014?
Yeah, look, we've obviously, he's been out for a while, so we've got to be very cautious with the way we bring him back in. And look, the mindset will be that we'll take no risks. If he plays one or two more in the VFL team and the body looks really good, then it'd be great to give him a bit of a taste at the end of the season of the AFL intensity again and lead him into a pretty strong pre-season. But as I said, we won't be taking any risks. He's obviously a very good player for the footy club, and we're making sure that the right decision is made at the right time.
Jared Waite's an interesting look at now. Some people are suggesting he's playing shop window football, but if it was that easy, then every player would be on $500,000 because you'd just say, oh, well, I'm just going to be brilliant when I come up for contract. It's not that easy, is it, John? And I imagine you, well, not you, but the coaching staff and Jared have worked very hard to get back in such good nick.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think we're playing such good footy. There's been a set of standards that have been locked in, and we're getting closer and closer to being able to be really consistent with them. And our players just know now that if their efforts in every facet of the game aren't at an elite standard, aren't at a consistent standard, then we play guys that are. And you play in the VFL until you can get to that standard.
John, we saw the next chapter of the club's Irish experiment on the weekend, Kieran Sheehan, and a pretty impressive first outing with 13 possessions and also handing a couple of goals. We've also got another one waiting in the wings, though, that fans might not know too much about. Kieran Sheehan's 23, but you've got a player on your list who's only 19, which is pretty young for the Irish players to come over and get involved in the AFL system. Kieran Byrne, he's a good size, 188 centimetres, and he's making some pretty steady progress at the Northern Blues as well.
Absolutely. He's been playing some really good football, and another pre-season under his belt. He had his first pre-season this year, and there's a little bit of a baptism of fire. As you know, Nige, the pre-seasons at AFL level are pretty solid, and he hadn't been used to much of that before, and he was in quite some distress a couple of times this pre-season, but he's an energetic player, and I've got no doubt he'll play a big part in Carlton's future. But Kieran Sheehan, he's dead set been eating raw potatoes since he was one. He's just a strong body, aggressive, physical bloke. He's played 14 games of football, full stop, if you could believe that, and you know, comes out and makes a debut like he did on the weekend and uses the ball like he's been playing AFL footy since he was five. But yeah, really, really impressive and really, really good for Carlton fans and for our future.
I'm disgusted. Look at this. Now, sorry, Barks, but Mark Allen and Schwartz have arrived early and they're straight onto the training track. They're bowling. They are cheats.
That's not on. In fact, I was pretty...
Allen's first bowl takes out seven.
Fine, you should run a comedy air at some stage on SEN as well, because there's some titillating stuff that you and Nigel are running with as I was listening, waiting to come on.
You know, I despise Ox. Straight in, bang, they're all down. In those stupid pants as well. But the guy can bowl. I'm in trouble.
He would have strutted in, wouldn't he?
Barks, there were a couple of games this year where Mick Malthouse was not shy to say that the performances were substandard. What comes to mind are the Melbourne and Brisbane games, but there might have been another couple. What has been... Was there a moment? Was there a training session? Was there a meeting? What's been the lever to this much better football? It's not just a matter of... And I wrote an article in the Inside Football a couple of weeks ago, and it was a light-hearted sort of article, but it compared bands to every football team. And I said that Carlton was... I don't know if you like this, Eminem. People who don't listen to Eminem just think he's a crap rapper. But if you listen, I think there's some talent there. And people were just saying, oh, Carlton are just disappointing. But you're not disappointing anymore. So was there a single tipping point or was it a slow burn?
Oh, look, I think we've gradually improved it. And there's been, look, a number of levers, as you called it. I think one of the bigger ones is... our leadership groups really started to take charge of, you know, not only the on-field effort and consistency and driving performance, but also the things off-field. And we know that when three or four of those leaders play really good footy, it does drag the younger guys along, and they know they need to set a great example in terms of their consistency of effort in all those facets of the game that we talk about. And we know that. We've had a bit of an injection of a couple of younger guys who've been really good for us, and but I just think, look, footy's an effort based business, and when you can be really consistent with that effort, and when it's your leaders that drive that, it has a massive impact.
John, Kieran Sheehan was your third debutant for the season, along with Patrick Cripps and Blaine Johnson. Are we likely to see any more young guys perhaps be seeded into the team in these final 3 weeks, or is Mick and the coaching staff simply looking at it that we're going to pick the best 22 on its merits for the remaining games and not really look to blood anyone?
Look, we'll obviously pick the best 22 that we think is going to give us the best opportunity to win games of footy. But, you know, look, there's a couple of young guys. Obviously, you talked about Kieran Byrne. He's an international rookie, so I'm not sure. I think we might be past the date for him to be able to upgrade it, but he's been on the cusp. And Nick Holman's been playing some really good footy in the VFL, and he's obviously half a chance, and he's been putting his hand up. And if he continues to do so, then we've just got to make that decision at match committee if we think he deserves a game and can oust someone, or if there's an injury. So there's still a couple there that are whetting the appetite, and obviously Paddy Cripps has debuted and played some good footy at AFL level, got injured, and is back in the VFL trying to get some good, strong conditioning up.
So we've got this rather odd situation with Carlton, I reckon, Barks, and that is at the start of the year, maybe board pressure or just the pressures that come from being Carlton, where the expectations have always been high, the top four was the aim. Carlton are going to finish the eight, and for a lot of people, be a better team in the season, more highly esteemed than when they started. It's amazing that you will comfortably miss the eight and do so with maybe even better raps than last year when you did get into the eight and win a game.
Yeah, look, I think that part of that reason is, you know, the people on the board, from an internal point of view, realise that we had a real horror end of last year in terms of having to have 19 surgeries, and because we played off in the second final, we had to wait till the 1st of December to get basically half our list back, and, you know, we went to Arizona and probably didn't get as much football in pre-Christmas to the majority of the group, and you know, as a result, we lose our first four games. We lose three of those games by less than 2.5 kicks, and, you know, just sucks the wind out of your sails at the start of the season. And you know, we have a slightly better pre-season, have a little bit more luck with some of those injuries, and have a little bit better consistency of effort, and maybe those three or four of those results are a little bit different early in the season to get some momentum. And look, there's a lot of what ifs there, but.
John, you end this season with a far clearer picture and a very good picture of Levi Casbolt as a key forward. Yaron has bedded down a position, and wonderfully so. The midfield is, I think, finally living up to expectations. There's just a few loose ends that the club's a lot clearer about. I guess the one mystery is who your first ruckman is, and full credit to Cam Wood for making it a question.
Absolutely. So what you're talking about there is the growth that I guess we've seen over this last 6 to 8 weeks, and it's been really, really important for us, and it's been heartwarming to see because we've known it's been there. And, you know, as you said, Cam Wood's come in, and big Robbie Warnock's probably not in the best form, and Cam Wood's basically burst his way into the senior team. He's playing some really good footy, and what that does with Cruiser on the verge of coming back, it just gives us three really good options in the ruck. So I guess we're blessed from that point of view. Mick had obviously worked with Big Woody before, and we know that those taller guys do take some time. So he's matured nicely while he's been playing at Williamstown, and he's doing a very good job at AFL level.
I think we'll call it quits because I've got to go down and have a trundle. Ox is a powerhouse bowler. Marco's barely hit the fairway, but Ox is going all right. Barks, if we don't get to speak to you before the end of the year, I cannot thank you enough for not only making yourself available, but it wasn't as easy. I'm sure the whole dynamic at Carlton, it was harder earlier than later, but you never knocked back an interview request, and you never shirked answering any of the questions. I can't thank you enough, and well done on, by the way, the backline that is also under your tutelage and eagle eye blossomed this year with a lot of players securing positions. So well done on that, and again, thank you from myself, Spider, for making yourself available through the year if we don't speak again.
Yeah, thanks, Ronnie, and appreciate the thoughts, and always a pleasure coming on, and one of the main reasons I come on is because I was really keen to head out to Squires Loft with you blokes. Nige promised me a dinner one night, so I've been coming on
it
every
is
year.
Booked,
every
it night. Is absolutely booked in. And of course, we also owe Jamo a meal as well. But we said any of the Carlton boys that want to join us, and they're very keen. They love the notion of having you down there. So, Nige, let's pen it in. We go eating steak, and we do it. And I'll tell you what, we'll eat steak, we'll eat ribs, yeah, and it's my shout. I'll get the bill.
Pack your appetite, your sense of humour, JB.
Bowl well, Finey.